Show.
Oh, no, you didn't.
WJFK.
Oh, no, you didn't.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happens to The View?
Well, depending on who they get. If they get the right person, it'll do okay. And if they get the wrong person, it'll be, you know, pretty bad. If I look at Joy Behar, if you're going to rely on her, she's got absolutely no entertainment ability. She's got no anything. I actually stayed. I just got back from Mexico. I watched the Miss I own the Miss Universe pageant. And I was there last night in Mexico City. It was a great success. And I got back early in the morning. I turn on The View is on. And I watched Joy Behar. She has absolutely no talent, the most aggravating voice, the whole deal with her 25-year relationship with this one guy. I mean, if they have people like her, this thing won't last for a week.
The Don and Mike Show.
Donald.
He won't shut up, will he?
Donald.
Suck it all. Yeah. Don and Mike.
Right. Suck on that, losers.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Right. You are clearly unstable.
Well, I mentioned, Mike, it's time for our Celebrity Hotline.
Oh, I'm excited.
Now, maybe you've seen these cats every year. They used to be on the Johnny Carson show. Now they're on the Letterman show every year with the 38th annual National Hollerin' Contest.
Oh, the Hollerin' Contest.
Right, we've got a guy on one of these lines who's the coordinator, and also we have last year's winner. But this year's contest, the National Hollerin' Contest, is June 16th. Here is Wayne Edwards. Hi, Wayne.
Good evening.
Hi, nice to have you with us. And last year's winner, Tony Peacock.
Hi, Tony.
Hello.
And where does the event take place, Wayne?
June 16th, 2007, at Spivey's Corner, North Carolina.
Spivey's Corner, North Carolina. Was it on the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson? Was that the first time that you guys went on national TV?
I don't remember. Now, I'll be honest, it was either that or the Mike Douglas show.
Now, Wayne, you coordinate this event. Have you participated in the event in the years past?
No, sir.
Why not?
I'm the one that gets hollered at the rest of the year. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why not?
Hey, who's your driver?
Wayne, who's your driver?
That would be my wife. She keeps me where I need to be at.
The correct answer, sir, would be someone from the NASCAR nation.
Yes, we usually. Tony, who's your driver?
I like several of them. I'm a Earnhardt Jr. fan, and
do you like Michael? What about Michael Waltrip?
Oh, he's all right. Yeah, like him a lot. Yeah,
you pick up on it too, Mike.
That's interesting. But I guess Dale Jr. would be your favorite.
You don't say many bad things about Dale Jr. in our part of the country, no.
Now, Wayne, you're the coordinator. 38 years this has been going on. The hollering per se, it's not screaming like that. It's not screaming like that. A lot of times, isn't it, guys like coming out and making weird offbeat sounds?
And isn't it, Wayne, it's designed to carry a distance, right? Is that what this was? This came out of, like, the need for people in rural communities that didn't have phones to get each other's attention. Isn't that how this came about?
Well, that was the first type of communication that the farmers and all had down in eastern North Carolina. And that was the way they communicated back with their wives at the house, with their neighbors. And it just grew to be the first type of communication really known to mankind.
And it's not calling pigs or anything. It's just communicating.
Hollering.
Like, you just let them know you're there. Were there different hollers that would communicate different things?
Oh, yes. There was four different types.
What were the four?
The communicative holler, and the distress holler, and the expressive holler.
The expressive holler.
And the distress holler.
I think you mentioned distress.
I think we had that one already. Yeah. Wayne, are you disturbed by the phenomenon with the young people of our country with holla out? You want to holla at someone? Do you think it takes away from your hollering if someone does H-O-L-L-A?
Well, you know, we like to promote Spivey's Corner as being a place where we still hold on to the life, liberty, and the brotherhood of having a hollering good time.
What not?
Now, at the big event, the hollering contest, what else is at the event? Is there any good old down-home cooking?
Oh, good old down-home cooking. We get the members of the Spivey's Corner Volunteer Fire Department prepare the good old North Carolina barbecue and barbecue chicken and all the trimmings and all to go with it and all the other stuff, french fries, hot dogs, hamburgers. You know how it is. We'll have a pile for people to come down and participate in. But, you know, you were talking about the hollering. It's just so amazing.
Wayne, how many people will be hollering this year? How many contestants?
I hope we're going to have probably 50 contestants plus in the different contests.
You got a lot of women that participate in this?
The women come in pretty strong, I'll be honest. So they guys, it is so amazing to see the type of people. And it's like I've shared with some before. A lot of people think we're down here, we're a bunch of country hillbilly folks.
No.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Let me tell you, these people that come and enter this contest, they've been back and they've studied their heritage. They
just
know
a bunch
where
of white
they're coming
trash.
From. This is a part of history that
Why
we're
not?
Trying to maintain, a part of heritage
Why
that's
not?
So valuable to every one of us that we need to go back and look at things that we can hold on to. And the people that come in and win this contest,
okay.
They practice all year long.
Now, Tony, do you have to do all types of hollering? We mentioned the distress, the expressive, the
communicative.
The communicative, and then
the functional holler that you would have used on the farm, like to call for water, or sometimes people would holler work tunes when they were in a group working together to make the work go faster. So,
how long have you been hollering, Tony?
I started seriously practicing to compete after the 97 contest. So I've been hollering about 10 years.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
Wow. And the first year I competed was 98, and I did not win that year because I called
gay.
I didn't even place that year. I didn't know quite what I was doing. So I had to go back
and learn
the traditional ones.
The traditional hollering.
Tony, besides getting the trip to Beyond the Letterman Show, which is a big deal, what do you get as winner of the National Hollering Contest?
You get a big trophy, and you get to do a lot of radio interviews. And, of course, the first time I won in 1999, we did get a trip to be on David Letterman. And this year, my wife and I got a trip to Los Angeles. We went on the Megan Mullally show. So
said wife, Mike.
We do a lot of hollering locally for people if they want to hear it.
So you went from Letterman to Megan Mullally. You got to go back up to Letterman again. You know?
Right. We'd love a chance to go back on Letterman.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a speaking voice that sounds a lot like Michael Waltrip?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that before. I've been told that I sound like Forrest Gump before.
And you have the sound almost, sir, of a fancy lad. Tony.
Tony, let me ask you your vital stats. How tall are you? How much do you weigh?
I'm about 6'3" and a half, and I weigh more than I should now, which
what,
is about 250.
250.
I'm a big guy.
You're a big man.
All right, well, Tony, if we could impose on you, please. You do it all the time, but it would be special for us if we could hear your winning holler from last year's National Hollering Contest, please.
Okay. Well, I did several because we had 4 minutes.
Well,
identify
them before you do them. We want to hear the type of holler we're going to get.
Okay, I'll do a sampling for you.
Thank you.
Communicative, which would be like a good morning holler, this would be one.
Very good.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
Wow. It's a musical. It's got a musical quality to it, Tony.
That was glorious, Tony. May we hear another, please?
And then distress, if you got in trouble, this would be your 911 call across the woods with the echo.
Let's hear that one.
Woo-hoo! 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 Woo-hoo!
You are clearly unstable.
A precursor to the siren, if you like.
Yeah, it sounds like a siren.
And,
one more, maybe?
Then we had late in the afternoon when all the work was done, you'd holler a little tune, maybe folk or hymn. And so I'll do a tiny bit of shortening bread.
Shortening bread, yes. Okay. Please, shortening bread. Thank you, Paula. I mean, Tony.
Woo-hoo!
I'll mock him, you dork.
Shut up.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
That's fantastic.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, Wayne, we want to thank you for your time, sir, with the 38th Annual National Hollering Contest in Spivey's Creek?
Spivey's Corner.
Spivey's Corner, North Carolina.
And when's it come up again?
June the 16th, and this will be the 39th annual event, and we want to invite everyone to come on down. And I'm gonna be honest with you, when the people are on that stage of hollering,
what not?
It really sinks in on you, and you would be surprised at the people that come that want to get on that stage and try it.
I don't think we would, sir. And we'd love to have you on the show.
That would be fun.
Again in the future. And Clay Aiken, we want to thank you as well. Tony's Peacock.
Tony Peacock, thank you very much.
Last year's winner.
Thank you, sir.
A pleasure having both you guys on the show.
All right. Okay. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
My best to your wife, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Which we think you thought you did not have.
That's Wayne Edwards and Paula Deen from the Food Network.
What not?
Wow.
That's interesting.
He did have that Michael Waltrip collar.
Woo!
Well, I feel that we have not qualified for any races this year, but the Toyota team.
I'm just very excited about the fact that I will not be participating in the NASCAR event this weekend. I will be at the Spivey's Corner Hollering Contest.
Did I tell you how close I came to going to Jamster on Saturday? Was it Sunday? When was the NASCAR race? The one from Charlotte. Sunday.
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 Sunday. Sunday.
I came so close. Right at the beginning, they had DW.
Right.
Announce that if you went to Jamster, you could get his ringtone, and it's him going, boogity, boogity, boogity.
I wish you'd gotten that.
It goes, boogity, boogity, boogity. Pick up the phone, you big dummy. And I really thought about it until I pictured myself for the very first time, like in the grocery store.
Oh, that'd be embarrassing.
Because it's retarded enough when my Batman song comes on, but I don't want to hear, boogity, boogity, boogity. Pick up the phone, you dummy.
You mean you don't want to have Michael's older brother?
Old DW.
DW, Darryl Waltrip.
Well, I like those guys. They're great. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Tony. And it's almost time.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Almost time for a look at the war with Buzz Burbank, as we do every day at this time.
No war today.
Stand by. We'll be right back with Charles Elston.
This is the Don and Mike Show.